Wrangell locals may know the red-roofed cedar building at the base of the peninsula that protects town's inner harbor as the Old Sourdough Lodge, but the building is under new management.
This is all new. You know, we make burgers, and I've stayed in a hotel before, but that's about it.
Sitting in the Harbor View Great Room of the Lodge, Clarissa Orissa and Josh Young say they've had running a lodge on the brain for more than a decade, but it's finally panning out.
It's a whole new adventure.
It really is. It's an opportunity. It's a great opportunity, and it's really nice, and it gives us the opportunity to stay in Wrangell, which ultimately was a big deal for us.
And we've given the town something good to talk about, you know? Like, positive vibes, yeah. I think, has been probably one of the coolest things, you know? We just, like, everywhere I turn, people are like, oh my gosh, you guys, congratulations! And so that feels really good, too, because it feels like the community is super supportive and, like, really just wants to see this happen, you know? And I think that's great. And this is such a beautiful building to not have something happening in here, you know? It really is just, I love the quirks and all. I love this building.
Like many other Alaska communities, Wrangell's short and long-term housing markets have very little wiggle room. Apartments on local for rent pages are often snapped up same day. And before the Youngs reopened the lodge for business, the visitor housing market consisted of one hotel and a few small bed and breakfasts. Josh and Clarissa hope they can ease the pressure. The Youngs say they've been looking for a new business endeavor, a place to expand beyond the covered cedar porch of J&W's on Front Street. Plus, they also have a more personal connection to the Old Sourdough Lodge.
This was our wedding and reception area, right in here.
My grandpa stayed in one of those rooms back there.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All our wedding photos are in this room.
The 15,000 square foot building has existed in some form since the mid-1980s, when it started as a simple modular. The cedar structure of today grew around it over the years. There's a framed series of photos of the building's progression in the kitchen. From the 1980s to 2016, it was a tourism lodge. For a few years in the late 2010s, it functioned as an assisted living facility, and the borough rented space at the Old Sourdough Lodge as a quarantine facility during the height of the pandemic. But it's no longer going to be known as the Old Sourdough Lodge. Rissa and Josh have settled on the Cedar House Inn. In total, the inn has 18 rooms, but the Youngs say they're trying not to overextend themselves too quickly. They're starting out with renting 8, and just for shorter-term rentals.
And this is one of the bigger rooms that we've got. We're calling this our family room.
But they plan to rent long-term rooms too, maybe some of the larger suites in the upstairs portion of the building. Josh says they've been approached by a number of individuals and organizations around town about the possibility of longer leases, including local healthcare provider Search. He says the goal is to have longer-term rooms available by August.
If we try to go full tilt right now, I think it's a recipe for failure, and it would probably sacrifice the quality of service we're able to put forward.
Another thing Josh is committed to is getting the kitchen up and running. He's an avid cook even outside of the burger restaurant and is enamored with the lodge's American-made range and the commercial kitchen layout. The Youngs want to serve simple sit-down breakfast, eggs, bacon, toast, maybe some sourdough pancakes as an homage to the history of the building. It's been a breakneck process to pull together all the little things needed to manage a hotel, Josh says.
In the last 3 weeks have been insane.
And they couldn't have done it without the help of their 5 kids, who range in age from 7 to 15. The oldest has been holding down the fort at the burger place. The second oldest wants to be head housekeeper. The younger kids have been helping unpack the stacks and stacks of Amazon boxes.
Yeah. They're getting a good education.
Yeah, no, it is phenomenal. And to be able to provide your kids something like that, that's huge. You know, where else would they get exposure to, you know, the very beginning of starting a business like this, and all of the little things. And we share all of our trials and thoughts along the way, and how we approach each challenge as it goes and move forward. And I think that's an education that is not available to most. Certainly wasn't available to me.
So. At the moment, the Youngs aren't purchasing the building outright. Their lease-to-buy contract is 12 months from this July to the next, but they hope to purchase what's now the Cedar House Inn in April 2023 by having the building carry its rental cost by September and by renting 16 of the 18 rooms by October.
We've got a lot of ideas. We want to make it into like a real place for the community, the local people to come and sit and relax and, you know, enjoy, you know, events, you know, different times of the year and stuff. We really, and it just fits for that. It's like a homey place.
Eventually, they hope to host family-style meals, maybe a big Christmas breakfast. Ultimately, the Youngs say the goal is to give the community a place to come together and feel a bit of Wrangell's small-town magic. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.